Beach Golf Course, according to a court filing today. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your question, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back. A little something from Czech composer Bedřich Smetana and the overture to a comedic opera of his called Oldřich and Bozena, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, conducted by Robert Stankovsky. And this is Kansas Public Radio. It's good to have you along for a new hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be here to keep the music going until 3 p.m. In this new hour, that's going to mean a visit from pianist John O'Connor performing a piano sonata by John Field. And we'll hear two pieces for cello and orchestra by Alexander Glazunov, all just ahead. Thanks for joining us here on this Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com. We'll hear next music from an English composer, one Elias Parish Alvars, who was born in the early 18th century. He was one of history's great harpists, known to his contemporaries of Berlioz and Mendelssohn, of the list of the harps, something Berlioz called him personally. We'll hear a concerto for two harps, performed by harpists Catherine Michel and Xavier de Mastri with the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra on KPR. From a composer who was once referred to as the list of the harp, Englishman Elias Parish Alvars of the 19th century, and a concerto for two harps and orchestra performed by the Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra with the harpists Catherine Michel and Xavier de Mastri on Kansas Public Radio. 12:34 is the time. Still to come in a little over 10 minutes, music by Alexander Glazunov for cello and orchestra, two pieces specifically for cello and orchestra, a bit later with cellist Alexander Udine. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Next on KPR, some music from the Irish composer John Field, born in the late 18th century, one of the great pianists of the 19th century and the supposed creator of the form of the nocturne. We're going to listen to some early music by John Field, Opus 1, as a matter of fact, a piano sonata in E flat major performed by pianist John O'Connor, here on Kansas Public Radio. Some early music from the Irish pianist and composer John Field, Opus 1, as a matter of fact, a piano sonata in E-flat major, performed by pianist John O'Connor, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:47 and about 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Every dollar makes a difference to KPR. Every gift matters. Whether that's $5 a month here, $10 there, the occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works at KPR. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift now is so important. Become a sustainer today at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Looks like we're getting our first real taste of fall weather. Today it is 64 degrees here on the KU campus, and it's not going to get much warmer. High of 65 with, for the most part, cloudy skies, and tonight partly cloudy, a low of 53. Tomorrow's high temperatures are going to be a little bit warmer in the mid-70s, with a 30% chance of showers. With our remaining 10 minutes time, we'll hear music of Alexander Glazunov and two pieces for cello and orchestra. Conductor Igor Golovshin leads the Moscow Symphony with the help of cellist Alexander Rudin here on KPR. The Moscow Symphony with conductor Igor Golovshin and the cellist Alexander Rudin in two pieces for cello and orchestra by composer Alexander Glazunov here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's almost 1 p.m., about time for NPR News, with more classical music awaiting us in the next hour. A wonderful Italian grand serenade for flute and guitar by Mauro Giuliani, and the Buffalo Philharmonic with the Symphony in C Major by Zoltán Kodály. We have much more still to enjoy. Thanks for your stopping by to enjoy classical music on a Monday afternoon here on KPR. Oh. Listen for coverage of the 2024 election here at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
$1 billion every year to clean up plastic pollution. Alejandra Borunda, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the work of a Belgian composer by the name of Paul Gilson, the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, and conductor Alexander Rabari bringing us Gilson's Sailor's Dances here on Kansas Public Radio, a miniature suite for orchestra to get things going in our 1 o'clock hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, always happy to be back with you. And this hour, we've got the Buffalo Philharmonic awaiting us. They'll join us in just about 20 minutes' time for music by the Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, who, as it turns out, didn't write very much for orchestra, only 9 works in total. But one of them was a marvelous symphony in C major that was composed in the 1930s but had to wait until 1961 for its premiere. The Symphony in C major by Kodály awaits us a bit later on this hour here on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you could join us for it here on this Monday afternoon. Where support for classical music on KPR comes from, the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Voices of Women, performing Florence Price's Symphony No. 1 in E minor, Saturday evening, October 5th at Plymouth Congregational Church. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. Some Italian chamber music as we continue. We've got music from Mauro Giuliani, from the late 18th and early 19th century, composer who studied the cello as well as the violin, but his main instrument that he devoted himself to was the guitar, and he was one of the great touring guitarists in Europe in the early 19th century, making the acquaintance and earning the respect of figures like Rossini, Beethoven, Johann Nepomuk Hummel, and many others. What we'll listen to is a grand serenade for flute and guitar played by Nora Schulman, along with guitarist Norbert Kraft, on Kansas Public Radio. From the Italian guitarist and composer Mauro Giuliani, a grand serenade for flute and guitar played by Nora Schulman, alongside guitarist Norbert Kraft, on Kansas Public Radio. 1:30 is the time, half an hour until our next update of news headlines from NPR. We're enjoying classical music till 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. and the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC presenting Malevo Live, an all-male group specializing in malimbo, a traditional Argentine folk dance, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Here at the KU campus, 66 degrees and cloudy skies. It's not expected to get much warmer this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 53. Tomorrow, we'll have high temperatures in the mid-70s, along with a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow afternoon. Our next recording is of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. They're playing a not-often-heard symphony by the Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, who is a great early 20th century Hungarian composer, but not one who was extremely prolific. Turns out he only wrote about 9 works in total for orchestra, and when he was asked about this, he replied that he was busy with more important work. He had to educate a public. Both Kodály and Béla Bartók were pioneers in the collection and study of Hungarian folk music, and his lifelong concern was to instill this rich heritage into the Hungarian people through an extensive and innovative program of musical education. But one of the 9 works for orchestra that Kodály did compose was a symphony in the key of C major that was commissioned by Arturo Toscanini in the 1930s. We'll hear it played today by the Buffalo Philharmonic, led by Joan Valletta, on Kansas Public Radio. Music that was commissioned by and then subsequently dedicated to the legendary conductor Arturo Toscanini, the Symphony in C Major by Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, played by the Buffalo Philharmonic, led by Joan Valletta, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News, with more music awaiting us in the next hour, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, and from one of the operas of Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari. The BBC Philharmonic awaits us in the 2 p.m. hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Indecent, a play with music that tells the true story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history, playing Friday through Sunday at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour with the Dow up 53 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at Schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Air and Dance for Strings, composed by Frederick Delius and played by the Northern Symphonia of England, conducted by Richard Hickox on Kansas Public Radio. It's the place for NPR News, classical music as well, and I'm Jeff Watson, here to share the latter with you until All Things Considered rolls around at 3 o'clock. In this 2 p.m. hour, violinist Jamie Laredo teams up with Glenn Gould for the 6th Violin Sonata by Bach and the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, with a few fun episodes from the opera L'Amor Medico, or The Love Doctor, from Ermanno Wolf-Ferrari. That's just ahead. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We're going to proceed with a bit more English music and hear something from composer Robert Ducker next, who was an English composer born in the year 1918, and who would go on to become a very noted presence on BBC Radio in the 1930s, along with his contemporary Sidney Torch, who was a fellow composer in that genre called light music. Robert Ducker, in the year 1990, had a 2-hour program on BBC Radio called The Musical World of Robert Ducker, where some of his great compositions got to be sampled, and one of them may have been the following suite of ballet scenes that we'll hear played by the RTE Concert Orchestra under conductor Barry Knight on Kansas Public Radio. scintillating suite of ballet music by English composer Robert Docker, performed by the RTE Concert Orchestra under conductor Barry Knight on Kansas Public Radio. The time is about 2:25. The BBC Philharmonic Orchestra awaits us in the second half of the hour with an overture and intermezzo from a fun opera by composer Emanuele Ferrari called L'Amor Medico, or The Love Doctor. We'll hear that in a little over 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, cloudy skies and 67 degrees. Tonight should be mostly cloudy, clearing up eventually with a low of 54. Tomorrow should be cloudy as well. We'll have a high in the mid-70s, a 30% chance of showers. The same 30% chance of showers for tomorrow night, the low of 52. We'll hear from two powerhouse musicians next, violinist Jamie Laredo, pianist Glenn Gould, together for the 6th Violin Sonata in G Music by Bach on KPR. Music by Bach, the 6th Violin Sonata in G, played by violinist Jamie Laredo with the help of pianist Glenn Gould, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is about 2:44, and at 3 o'clock, we await All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, classical music resumes at 7 p.m. Destiny is your host. With a magical Monday evening planned for you, you'll hear about both a magic flute and a magic pot. And you'll hear from the mystic planet of Neptune, and even from Rip Van Winkle. That's in store for you with Destiny Tonight from 7 to 8, then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, coming up on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids' activities open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved at communityvillagelawrence.org. For you next on KPR, we have a few musical episodes from a comedic opera by Italian composer Emanuele Ferrari, one that's known as L'Amor Medico, which is sometimes translated into The Love Doctor or sometimes Dr. Cupid, an operatic comedy that's built around a pair of different lovers, mismatched identities, and a great deal of hijinks leading to a satisfying conclusion. We'll hear the overture and intermezzo played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Overture and intermezzo from the Italian operatic comedy L'Amor Medico, or The Love Doctor, by Emanuele Ferrari, played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 3 o'clock and time for All Things Considered from NPR News. There's more classical music awaiting you tonight. Destiny is your host at 7 p.m., then from 8 to 9, Classics Live. I'm Jeff Watson. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.